You're with Local News First, WMID 1340 and WCMC 1230. I'm Rick Brancador. Well, today, Getaway Friday, a mother strangled her 11-year-old son at their Pennsylvania home, then drove to Cape May, drowning him when she drove her SUV into the ocean, has been convicted of murder. WIBT confirms that 51-year-old Ruth DeRenza Whitehead of Horsham today faces a mandatory life term. When she's sentenced, she was found guilty Thursday following a bench trial. Well, Woj 2020 City Hall Bureau sources confirm that about 120 automated license plate readers are coming to Atlantic City. State police will receive about $1 million from the Department of Community Affairs from the Casino Reinvestment Development Authority to purchase those readers. WIBG speaking with Police Chief Jim Sarkus.
And this represents a $1.4 million investment in the expansion of license plate readers in Atlantic City. We currently have license plate readers throughout the city, and this is going to add even more thanks to this grant that we got from the state.
In part two of our WIBG series, what to do about tolls, especially in flooded areas of Atlantic City. Atlantic County State Senator Vince Palestina introduced legislation suspending tolls for motorists who are rerouted to the Atlantic City Expressway when Route 40 is closed because of flooding. One of the primary roads in and out of the city, a mile-long stretch of the road between the Shore Town and Egg Harbor Township floods multiple times a year, and according to Palestina.
And the alternate route is the Atlantic City Expressway where there is a toll, and so the bill would suspend those tolls anytime the state has to close the roadway, Route 40.
WIBG got a ground version view of what people think about this problem. They say it's got to stop.
I have lost 3 cars and 2 motorcycles because it got so high. You're talking to the right person. It's a disgrace. What are we, subhuman? On a regular basis, it floods every full moon and high tide, but it can also flood from heavy rain that has nothing to do with the tide. And once in a while, if the wind is bad, the wind will actually blow it up and out of here.
Well, smoking in the casinos, a WIBG investigative report has a new bill introduced in the Senate this week would continue to allow smoking in casinos, the newest battle in a years-long war over the controversial topic. But David Rizzuto from Trenton says it's really something he's been concerned about for a number of years.
I don't care what you do. If somebody wants to smoke, they can smoke.
Honestly, it's scary as a pregnant woman.
One of the largest unions that represents casino workers is pushing back against that new bill. Daniel Vicente, the director of UAW Region 9, says smoke goes where it wants. It'll float anywhere, everywhere on the floor. Well, he calls it blatant arrogance. The words come in from John Devlin, the former president of the Atlantic City Municipal Utilities Authority. When addressing issues that the small administration has been dealing with, he says even down to parking laws, the law's for me, he says, and not for thee. As far as the administration is concerned, Devlin says they've got to ramp it down a bit.
You know, I think arrogance and pompousness doesn't have a color, but he's definitely leading the faction in his favor. You know, if you don't sign off on his agenda or agree with everything, you know, there's an old saying, we can agree to disagree like gentlemen. He doesn't understand that. You know, he has a way about him, and you can ask anybody that does business with the city of Atlantic City, if you don't sign off on his agenda or agree to him or buy a seat or buy a table at one of the events, then you're not getting a contract, you're going to get alienated, or even worse, he'll use the Pinkertons of old, and next thing you know, you'll have a code enforcement violation, or you're getting a ticket for a Duffer being double parked, or worse.
WIBG 2020 Sports.
Village 2020 Local Getaway Friday Sports, brought to you by Dunkin'. Have you had your Dunkin' today? Well, the girls ruled the day today. For the 3rd consecutive session, Egg Harbor Township and Cherry Hill East High School girls swimming teams met. Eagles defeated the Cougars in the South Jersey Group A Finals. Top-seeded Eagles won 7 of the races en route to a 93-77 win over 3rd-seeded Cherry Hill. Now the Eagles will swim in the State Group A semifinals coming up Wednesday. Unlike almost every other major sport, which ends with the highest-profile event, NASCAR season starts with the biggest race of the year, the Daytona 500. In Ocean County's own Martin Truex Jr. will good be there. Truex had to get through Thursday night's Blue-Green Vacations duel. Truex is winless in 19 starts in the 500, none that agonizing more than losing to JGR teammate Denny Hamlin by inches in 2016. And it was a natural hat trick for Austin Matthews. In the second period, William Nylander scoring 54 into overtime, giving the Toronto Maple Leafs a 4-3 win over the Philadelphia Flyers last night. Matthews pushed the NHL leading goals to 45, completing his 5th hat trick of the season, 12th of his career in the 7:49 span in the second quarter. That's Village 2020 Regional Local Sports, brought to you by Duncan. Well, if you're traveling around the roadways in Wildwood, Atlantic City, Brigantine, watch it tomorrow. Light snow in the morning. WMID, WCMC's chief forecaster, Nor'easter Nick, says about 1 to 3 expected in our area. Straight up, more of the classic oldies you love right here at legacy-making WMID 1340 and WCMC 1230. I'm Rick Brancador.
South Jersey weather.
Hey, everybody, a very happy Friday to you. Partly to mostly sunny skies out there with increasing clouds in the afternoon. Those clouds are going to be increasing ahead of our Arctic wave that gets here tomorrow. And it's going to snow for a good 6 to 8 hours overnight, but it's gone by tomorrow afternoon. Probably going to pick up 1 to 3 inches with a pocket of 2 to 4 possible. The rest of your President's Day weekend is looking good. In the NorCast Weather Center, I'm Nor'easter Nick.
We're back stronger and bigger than ever. WMID 1340 and WCMC 1230 and streaming live at ClassicOldiesWMID.com.
Friday morning, glad to have you aboard out there. We kind of cool it off. Yes, indeed, we're air-conditioned for the coolest sound in town. And we're being brought your way this morning and every morning by the Electric Elbow Room, Madison Avenue in the Bay in Margate, and by the Mug at Longport Boulevard outside Summers Point.
Classic Oldies. WMID.